It's the 25th of February 2021. This is Radio Yes Cymru. It's time for independence.
Yes. Yes. Yes Cymru Radio. Yes. Radio Free Wales.
Yes. Yes, I'm Sean Jobbins, and with me tonight is Llywelyn Ap Gwilym, the author of a new book, The Black Book of a New Wales, and also the man behind the great 2019 marches. Stick with us, it's going to be a good programme.
Yes, Cymru Radio.
So, Llywelyn, welcome to the Radio Yes Cymru studio.
Thanks for having us.
There is no studio, people, but welcome to join us tonight. I'm really looking forward to this conversation because there's so much to say and so much to discuss. Just so people know who you are, you're on the Yes Cymru Central Committee. You were the person behind the all Under One Banner marches, the great marches in 2019 in Cardiff, Caernarfon and Merthyr. And you were raised in London but moved back to Wales where you're raising your children. So we'll come on to that in a minute. Let's start with the book, first of all, The Black Book of a New Wales. What's it about? How much does it cost? And where can people get it so they don't forget anything?
Yeah, get the plug in early, right? So it's £4.99. It's available from a Lolvaz website, Yes Cymru's website, and I'm sure from all of your local bookstores and even some of the chain ones as well. So what's it about? It's about a future Wales. It's about what a future Wales could look like. I think I've always supported independence, but I've never really engaged with the why. And this is me trying to put that down in paper. Why do I want independence? Independence isn't something that I want for the sake of it, for the sake of independence. It's because I want something which is better for me and for my children and, for my neighbours and my community. And so this is really what the book is about. It's about what are the values that I hold dear. It's, what's the type of country that we want to live in.
Yeah, and Leanne Wood says, it's a great book for someone who's indie curious. They're looking at the idea of independence. Why do it? Why go to the bother? And what it can be. And in a way, it's like a personal manifesto almost. You're spelling out some ideas which an independent Wales can implement in terms of, community, ecology, the economy, society and culture.
Yeah.
Do you want to go through some of those main points? Well, let's start with the economy, because you're not saying we need to have the economy exactly as it is now. You're looking for a different type of economy. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely, right. So, I think, where to start? The economy isn't a thing, right? I think that's maybe one of the problems that we have at the moment is we treat the economy as a thing in and of itself. We chase economic growth in and of itself because we think that it's good to have growth rather than thinking about the types of growth or what growth delivers. For me, it's about what do we want as a country? Do we want to continue on the path that we are, where, while we're a very rich country, nominally, there's huge unfairness, there's huge inequality. Obviously I don't need to tell you about, the percentage of children living in poverty or, the fact that we've got some of the poorest regions in Northern Europe in our country, right? Despite being part of the fifth biggest economy in the world. So really it's about, what we want out of an economy, and it really for me is we just want everybody to have a better life. I want a fairer economy.
And this is a question many of us have, obviously, in independence movement is, can Wales afford independence is the first question, and in a way, how we then spend that money and to make society which is better. So you're obviously saying we can support independence, we can make it happen. How are you so confident, if I may just put it like that?
I think that the way to flip it around, right, is, if someone asks, or if someone states, because it's never asking, right, if someone states that Wales is too poor to be independent, ask them which other country is too poor to be independent. It's absurd to think that any country is too poor to be independent. With the current status quo, and that's the economic situation, that's the social situation, that's a reflection of the status quo. It's a reflection of us being governed by a government in Westminster that focuses on the southeast of England and doesn't deliver and doesn't focus on the needs of Wales or of Scotland or the north of England or the southeast of, sorry, obviously the southeast of England or the southwest of England, right? You know, so for me, you look at the current situation and that's not a reflection of the potential of an independent Wales. And again, you know, I'm sure most of the listeners will know these things, but, you know, Wales, the average wealth in Wales is about the average wealth of the UK. The average tax take in Wales is higher, or it's not the average tax take, the tax take per capita in Wales is higher than it is in New Zealand. GDP per capita is higher in Wales than it is in Spain. You know, to steal one of Adam Price's lines, Wales is a rich country whose people are poor, and it's really true. And then you look to the future, and actually Wales is rich in the commodities of the future. And, you know, obviously everyone knows about water, and, you know, it's easy to overplay that, but it is important. But if you think about things like renewable energy generation potential, you know, these are really things that could drive a successful independent Wales. And not only would it drive a successful independent Wales, but it would drive a fairer Wales, because if we were independent, we could ensure that the fruits of that success are much more evenly distributed.
Yeah, I mean, this is the bonkers thing. Wales, as you say, is a rich country. It's got poor people here, but it's a rich country. And the things we're rich in and we can build an economy on are mostly non-transferable. You know, we say water. I don't like to talk about water because people expect you to say that. But there's 15% of Europe's tidal power. There is the wind power. There are still natural resources. We have excellent harbours, which we can use, a deep water harbours. And then you're adding on to the human capital we have in terms of universities here and the niche sectors as well, especially in terms of manufacturing, which Wales actually exports more as a territory within the UK, if I put it like that, than most parts of the UK do. So we're actually strong in a lot of things which weren't very fashionable until recently. But now people are waking up and saying, OK, actually, the Welsh economy, if managed properly, and I think putting Wales in priority, is actually on a much firmer standing than, dare I say, other parts of the UK.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, when it comes down to it fundamentally, there is more than enough to go around, even in our current economic setup, which, you know, I think we would both agree isn't set up to maximise its potential for us in Wales. But even then, you know, I use the phrase post-scarcity economy in the book, and it's a phrase of Murray Bookchin. And, you know, that doesn't mean that everybody has enough, but what it means is there is enough for everybody. And actually the problem or the challenge is the distribution of that. You know, Wales has enough, but, you know, when you look at things like food, we export most of the food that we produce, and then we re-import everything that we need. You know, that's bonkers. And when you look at, you know, the big challenges that we face, and when I say we, I mean globally, you know, things like climate change, not just us, but the entire rich world needs to completely rethink about the way that things are organized, right? You know, shipping things halfway around the world makes no sense. You know, having supply chains which are so tuned for efficiency that when one thing, you know, goes wrong, then everything goes wrong. We need to be building in robustness. So, you know, for me, that means producing things and consuming things much more locally. And yeah, you know, making use of the things that Wales is rich in, making less use of the things that we're not rich in.
Yeah, and you talk in the book, which is a fairly easy read. It's not a very long book, is it? So, I mean, if anyone's interested in ideas, this is something you could easily pick up. You could be reading it, you know, within a day or at your leisure. But there's plenty to actually, I would say, pretty well every sentence is essential. But you talk about the synergy or the importance of, you know, if like the agricultural sector in Wales, and then the ecology and how that needs to balance and work together as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think you need to stop thinking, or people need to stop thinking about things so separately. All of these things are intertwined, right? And that's one of the reasons why we need independence and why devolution isn't enough. Because as we've seen throughout the coronavirus crisis, having power over some levers but not having power over all levers doesn't work, because you need everything to tie in together.
So, I mean, and that's, I'd agree with you 100%, but I would say that, of course. I mean, but some people would say, look, Llywelyn, these are great ideas, and you talk about universal basic income and other important ideas as well, and say, look, this can be done through the UK and will be done better. I mean, but you're saying, no, this can only be done through an independent Wales. Is that what you're telling people?
Yes. I mean, so look, I mean, the book talks about values, and it's built around values, because I think actually one thing that we probably can agree on, most people will be able to agree on, are values, right? What actually do we want? Because I think most people generally, they want a better life for themselves, they want a better life for their family and their neighbours and their communities. And you know, I've framed this in terms of the values of fairness, community, and democracy. And you know, I think you'd be hard pressed to find someone who would disagree vehemently with any of those things. I think what people will disagree on is the way to get there. And you know, I understand that a lot of the things that I talk about in the book, you mentioned universal basic income, which you know actually now is becoming a bit more mainstream. But you know, I talk about things like much more cooperative ownership, really kind of pulling away the layers, you know, dare I say it, overthrowing capitalism in the way that we currently see it. Because I see that as the way that we will deliver a fairer, more equitable society where everyone, you know, has the means necessary to live a flourishing life. Other people will disagree with that, and they will say that actually, you know, we can do it within a capitalist paradigm, or that we might be able to deliver it within the UK paradigm. You know, obviously, I would disagree with those two positions. But for me, the purpose of the book isn't for people to necessarily agree with everything or even anything that I've written in it. The purpose of the book is to try and get people to have this conversation, because I think this, you know, from my selfish point of view, where I'm trying to get people to move over and get interested in and then support independence, this is how we do it. It's by talking about why we want independence, and you know, we want independence because it will deliver something better for people. It's fine to disagree, but we need to have that discussion.
I mean, one thing I took out from reading the book was not only some good ideas there, and I think things which are certainly implementable or certainly which need to be looked at seriously, but the message I also took out to it, and I hope it's sort of part of the general Yes Cymru movement as well, which is, you know, we can just do stuff. And, you know, you've just taken it upon yourself to write this book because something needs to be said and done. So you've done that, and you've pushed it out in the public. It's out in the wide for people to debate with and argue with. But there's a lot of the ideas there are actually some things which we need to start doing in any case, if we get independence or not. But the independence movement is also about independence of thought and creating our own independent structures here in Wales, which I think would be beneficial in any case.
Absolutely.
And I hope when people read the book, they think, okay, they may not agree with everything, they may say things won't happen, but I hope they just decide to do something and not be what's been a curse of Wales, I think, just think that we can't change things. I mean, yes, Cymru has shown, on your work with the rallies in 2019, shows that we can change things. Your book, I think, is an important contribution to that. Writing the book is an important contribution. And I was in the wild, and hopefully people can start saying, okay, let's do this little thing. And I'll concentrate on that and try and get that done in my community or maybe in my sphere of influence. And if we can do lots of little things, then that creates one big, big thing. And I think that's part of the important part of the book.
No, I fully agree, and I'm very glad that you've taken that away. I mean, Eric Olin Wright, who I quote a lot in the book and who's had a huge influence on the way that I think about it. He's an absolutely fantastic anti-capitalist thinker who sadly is no longer with us. And, you know, I recommend everyone to read his books because, you know, some of them are very, very accessible. But he talks about building anti-capitalist spaces within the cracks that we see in capitalism. And, you know, even if you're, you know, you're not quite ready to make that step from capitalism to anti-capitalism, right? You can build things that are better in the cracks of the current system, you know, and we see that, right? You know, with Bank Cambria being an excellent example, right? Mm. There's a group of people who have seen that traditional high street banks are letting down communities around Wales. And, you know, they're letting down communities elsewhere as well, but, you know, in Wales is the focus. Yeah. So instead of, you know, moaning about it, or instead of, you know, not doing anything, there's a group of people who thought, well, actually, we can do something about this. We can set up our own community-owned bank. And they've gone and done it. You know, we've got, you know, great places like Cwmni Bro Ffestiniog, right, who are doing community-based things because they see the gap, they see the need, so they'll do it for themselves. You know, there's, you know, community energy companies. You know, we can do a lot. And I think you're absolutely right. I'm not necessarily sure it's a Welsh thing, right? In, you know, maybe this is the benefit of having spent most of my life not living in Wales. I think it's everywhere. People are scared of trying things. Either they don't know what to try, or they're scared of not succeeding. And you're right. I think we can try things, and we can fail, and failure's fine, right? But we should just start trying things. You know, when I decided to organise the first march in Cardiff, right? You know, I've got no skills to do that. I've never done anything like that before. But, you know, for whatever reason, I decided, well, why shouldn't it be me? You know, I don't know anyone in Cardiff. I've never done it before, but why should that stop me? And, you know, I was worried that no one would turn up, but it turned out that people did. And then, you know, it grew into something much bigger and much better. We just need to try things. People just need to start doing things for themselves. And we can start making a lot of change now, but there will be a limit that we butt up against. And the limit is the UK state.
Yes, and I think we will come to the rallies in a minute because I want to talk about those. But just to maybe finish off with the book. I mean, it's an erudite book, and it's cultured as well. And I like the use of quotations at the beginning of the book. And yeah,
the check's in the post, Sean.
No, there's no need for any check. And you know, and you talk about the Basque Country, and you talk about Mondragon. And I've been to Basque Country a few times. And one thing which strikes me every time I've been there, their valleys, and they are valleys, they're very similar to Glamorgan and Gwent, are chock full of businesses and factories. And what they have there, and even the people who wouldn't maybe describe themselves as being left-wing or socialist or anything like that, even the ones who, if you like, in the PNV, the Christian Democrat Party, see the value and the need to have stuff rooted in their own community. So they would never give away finance and money to Madrid, partly because they're nationalists, but the idea of, you know, just that a government official would just give checks back to Westminster, as John Redwood did in the 90s here in Wales, or, you know, Tory members just voting against devolving rail fully to Wales, knowing that there'd be less money for Welsh Railways and it's all going to HS2, just wouldn't happen there. So they've married into their society a need to work in the community for the community's sake, and it's almost a parochial patriotism as well, which makes sure, you know, that not everything goes to San Sebastian and Bilbao either. It stays in Guernica or Andorra or whatever, because they think that's important. And I think there's something for us to learn from the Basque Country, and your book sort of relates to that as well. So, look, you're listening to Radio Yes Cymru. I've got Llywelyn Ap Gwilym, the author of the black, rather gothic-sounding book title, Llywelyn, for me to say, The Black Book of a New Wales. £4.99, is it? It's on the online with the Lolva publishers, but also Yes Cymru selling it on our site as well, and go into the bookshop when it's open to buy it as well. But certainly worth your time. It's not a very long read. The chapters are nice and short. There's loads of stuff there, which even if you don't agree with everything, I think it'd be worth your while just spending less than a fiver for it's a food for the brain. Right, we are going to talk about the rallies because I never heard of you, Llywelyn, and then I'd just been elected chair of Yes Cymru in sort of November 2018 or whatever, and something pops up on Twitter saying there's going to be a rally in Cardiff. And, you know, this is something we'd discussed in Yes Cymru, and as Justin Ap Robert, the sort of first chairman, said, the rallies in the valleys, but it didn't happen for various reasons, and we were quite small at the time. And then I thought, there's going to be a rally in March, and I thought, oh, you fach gols. You know, someone who organised the St David's Day March in Aberystwyth, I know how much work it is just to go through local councils just to get permission. That takes about 3 months. So I remember, I think I DM'd you. We met up in a cafe in Wyndham Arcade, if I remember, something like the 23rd of December, so just before Christmas. And I was glad to hear that the rally is going to be in May and not in March, as I had misunderstood. So, but it's great because it was a risk, wasn't it? Because, as I say, Yes Cymru had always thought about having rallies. Things that didn't happen with Yes Cymru for different reasons towards the end of 2018, and maybe we thought it was too early. You thought, no, you stuck your hand up, you've got the job done, and I think it's a historic day in Welsh history. I'm glad you did, Llywelyn, but how did you have the guts just to do that? Because you just moved to Cardiff as well and had a little baby child.
Yeah, maybe it's not guts, maybe it was stupidity or, I don't know, hard-headedness. I'd been living in London. I mean, I've lived in London almost all my life, but I'd started going to Yes Llundain meetings, and, you know, it was nice to catch up with people who felt similarly. But I think, you know, there was a sense of frustration with all of us because we were so far away and we didn't really know what to do. You know, I moved back to Cardiff in September 2018, and around that time, I saw a message on Twitter, and, you know, social media and Twitter in particular are much maligned, but actually I think, you know, for once it was a force for good. I saw a message from All Under One Banner in Scotland, who'd been organising a series of very successful marches for independence in Scotland. And, you know, the message was simply, you know, does anyone in Wales want to try and do it there? And I thought, well, you know, why not me? So I replied back and I said, well, you know, I'm happy to put my hand up. I've never done this. I've no idea what I'm doing. I have no experience, but I'm as good a person as any. And I, you know, I think that's the real key takeaway that I'd love people to take away is, you know, literally, why not you? You know, you can do whatever you put your mind to an extent. But yeah, so you're right. You know, we just moved back to Cardiff. You know, my family, or part of my family, lived here, but I don't know anyone, right? We moved down to London when I was about 3 years old. So I know no one here. But, you know, why should that stop me? There was a little, you know, period of kind of speaking quite regularly to the guys up in Scotland to understand, you know, some of the hoops that they went through. And they were brilliant in terms of helping, giving advice, but also things like contacting the council and then telling me that I had a meeting to go to. You know, I think the thing that really helped was there were already a number of groups who were supportive of independence. You know, obviously Yes Cymru was around, you know, with a couple of thousand members, but, you know, a good network around the country, even at that time. But there were other groups, right? So, you know, I spoke to the Welsh Football Fans for Independence, I spoke to Labour for Indy Wales, I spoke to Undod, I spoke to Cymdeithas yr Iaith, because I think, you know, all of these groups and, you know, all of the people involved wanted to make something happen. Because I think at the time it felt a little bit like it was stuck on social media. And obviously there was more interest in independence than there had been historically. But in the back of your mind, you kind of wondered whether it was that you were just in a social media bubble and you'd kind of found the like-minded people, but you were within your own bubble. And what I was really keen to do was to try and get it off social media. Because I think, you know, one of the things that the marches did was it gave people confidence that there are people out there like them and they're just normal people and, you know, they're from all over the country. It's not just, you know, Welsh speakers from the Northwest. It's, you know, it's people from everywhere. And So yeah, you know, we went through the hoops of, you know, meeting with the council, meeting with the police, and, you know, both groups were, you know, extremely accommodating, very helpful. I think, you know, at the time they'd been dealing with yellow vest protests. I don't know if you remember them, but, you know, pretty right wing, you know, not very friendly. And I think they were, you know, really pleased to be working, actually, which with something which was very positive, because, you know, big groupings, you know, rallies, marches, they're normally protesting something, and actually this wasn't protesting something. This was something very positive. And so I think everyone was really happy to be involved in it. And, you know, Yes Cymru was great in terms of putting up some money, right? Because none of these things happen for free, and we needed to print leaflets and print posters and things. You know, we used the local group network, you know, really, really well, I think, to get that message out, and to organise things like buses. And actually, you know, by 2 or 3 weeks before the march, I was feeling pretty confident. In fact, I was pretty confident enough that we went on a family holiday to visit my in-laws in Australia. But, you know, at that time, when you say there was a risk, I think there was a risk that no one would turn up, but within a few weeks, it was evident that we would have enough people that it wouldn't be embarrassing. And then it was a case of, well, you know, how big and how good can this thing be? And, you know, it turned out better and bigger and, you know, than I'd expected or feared.
Yeah, and it's just the happy and a positive feeling about it. And I think this is important, and this is where your contribution is important, because, as you say, the social media is a lot, and that's understandable, and some good stuff about that. But somehow people are starting to get savvy that not everything on social media is true, and not everyone on social media is actually who they say they are. They could be living in, you know, Vladivostok or whatever. So when they see actual real rallies with real people, people they probably know from, you know, down the street and stuff type of thing, with kids in buggies and, you know, old age pensioners as well, they know that Yes Cymru and the movement for independence is actually a real thing. And, you know, maybe until then it wasn't such a real thing, but now they know. And, you know, we can get thousands of people on the street because they're galvanised. And they're not marching for a confederate state or federalism or a better form of devolution. They're actually they're marching for, you know, self-respect and independence. And I think that the maximalist position has actually maximised people's emotions and given and the time they're ready to give to support it. But I think having those pictures, having those real images is so important, because that's the counter to the astroturfing which we're going to get against independence, I think. So the contribution is massive, I think.
Yeah, I think it was Ivan Morgan-Jones who described them as a mix between the Eisteddfod and Wales Away.
Yeah.
which I loved, right? Because, you know, both of those things, well, I say both of those things, I've never been to Wales Away with the football. But, you know, both of those things are joyous occasions, you know? And that's really what I think the marches were. They were joyous occasions, and you'd go somewhere, maybe, you know, maybe you've not been before, maybe you've not been to Carnarvon, maybe you've not been to Merthyr, but you'd meet people that you hadn't met before, you would see people that you hadn't seen for a while before, and it was just a joyous occasion, and that's really what it was, you know, what it should be, right? You know, there's obviously a lot of hard work to be done if we are going to improve people's lived experience. And again, I come back to independence as a vehicle for improving people's lived experience. That's why it's important. But there's a lot of work that needs to be done in order to get there. And, you know, there will be some real lows. There will be times when people want to give up and say, I've had enough. And, you know, it's thinking back to those marches, or it's, you know, looking forward to ones that will happen, because they will. You know, it was a shame that we had to cancelled the ones that we'd organised for last year, but it was obviously the right thing to do. But, you know, there's something there which, you know, can kind of raise people's spirits when needed and keep people going.
Well, Llewellyn, William, I think that's the exact place to finish this lovely conversation. And I think you've managed in your person to combine the two important things with independence movement, which is the heart and the head, isn't it? So I mean, the head is the book, buy it, the Black Book of a New Wales, £4.99. And the heart is the All Under One Banner marches, which you organised in 2019, and which will happen again, people. Once we have the go-ahead, we will go ahead and they will be reclaiming our streets for independence. Llywelyn, diolch yn fawr ti. Thanks for making the time with Radio Yes Cymru this evening, and I'm sure we'll speak to you again with another new great project we'll come up with in the next few years, I'm sure.
Diolch yn fawr.
Yes. Yes. Yes Cymru Radio. Yes.